This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the USA. Nick, how are you doing? Looking forward to the weekend, I hope.
Hey, Johnny. Yes, I am. And hopefully you get some nice weather on your side as well.
We have indeed very nice weather currently as I speak. Now, this morning we heard from the head of the Fed, Jerome Powell, and interesting comments from him at the Jackson Hole symposium. He's certainly given a bit of a rocket boost to expectations that there will be an interest rate cut in September. Of course, that's a move that President Trump has been demanding for months. Speaking to central bankers, he argued that the inflationary impact of the tariffs, of course, Trump's tariffs, could prove temporary. So a fairly dovish speech, I think, from Powell, and I'm sure the markets liked it, and it was also reflected in the currencies as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with what was expected from Powell's speech today versus what we got. And actually, there were several things. I've got some notes in front of me we can go through that I thought were worth mentioning about what was said by the chairman. First and foremost, I guess people had a lean or a tilt towards expecting Powell to be quite hawkish going into this event. Actually, myself included, I thought that there's a good chance Powell would kind of smack down the possibilities of getting several rate cuts this year and maybe kind of say he's remaining open-ended to what the data suggests even going into September. Whereas instead, we got a pretty clear indication that the Fed does have their finger on the pulse to the point that they are happy with the idea of potentially cutting interest rates this year, and that they specifically, Powell used the words, believing they are, quote, modestly restrictive, which he issued gives them some room to pay attention to both sides of their dual mandate, right? So he really issued that, yes, there are uncertainties around tariffs, but one of the things that he really harped on today was that he still thinks that, or that his base case, he called it, for trade dynamics and tariff stuff was that it would likely lead to a one-time increase in prices. And while it does pose a challenge to inflation in coming months and years, that their base case being at sort of a short-term burst of inflation and not a sustainable one could be something that they can kind of look past and also administer to the other side of their mandate, which is cooling labor statistics, which have been more and more apparent. We've seen softness in the NFP reports that come out each month, right? The non-farm payrolls have been soft and kind of softening over time. The absolute value of NFP numbers have been dropping over time. Jobs openings have been cooling. We've seen evidence that the labor market is showing some signs of softening. And Powell was really attentive to that today in his speech, which I think the market was relieved to hear. Had he come out and kind of given the delivery of inflation round two is right around the corner with these trade dynamics and we don't feel confident enough to cut rates, the market probably would have really had a bit of a panic. But instead, we saw a response here that was very positive in the stock market and currencies. We'll get to that in just a second. S&P 500 up 1.6% at the time of recording. Same thing with the NASDAQ. Dow Jones is up 2% and the Russell 2000 index, the small cap index in the U.S., up just shy of 4% at one point here today. So really big burst of energy for U.S. stocks and international stocks following as well up today. But then the big loser here today, of course, was the dollar index, which is now pricing back in. We saw the FedWatch tool, and just to give kind of everyone a last few weeks summary, the FedWatch tool, which is a tool that essentially looks at bond yields and tries to make or mathematically puts together a probabilistic standpoint of what the bond market thinks the Fed is going to do in their upcoming, monetary policy interest rate decisions. We went from, in terms of the September meeting, expecting a 99% chance that we would get a rate cut of 25 basis points. That was a few weeks ago. That was kind of the base case. Then we dropped all the way down up to this week to 70% chance. So we saw, hey, there's some room that the Fed may not be cutting in September, and we may continue to wait and see. Well, today went back up to, at least it's jumping around at the time of recording this podcast as markets are still volatile today, but it jumped back up to around 89 to 90% chance. So it does seem that we are on the cusp of getting some rate cuts from the Fed. I do think that, you know, actually there was some commentary by Powell that I thought was worth mentioning, which was administering to both sides of the dual mandate, right? Talking about the interest rates or where inflation is, rather, and also talking about where the jobs data is, kind of administering to both sides and what they do given this circumstance being rising inflation, but also sticky or also some coolness in the jobs data. And that combination, he essentially reiterated the best strategy that the Fed has in that situation is to essentially watch both sides, and whichever one needs more help, that's the one they're going to kind of make a move for. So basically opening up the possibility to administering to the jobs data if it keeps worsening, or administering to inflation if it keeps worsening there. But I do think that in the bigger picture, if you do see continued weakness in the jobs market, the Fed is going to act more aggressively on that, simply because inflation is this thing, it can jump all around, right? It can, oil prices and supply chain, all those things can really swing inflation, and they can have these sort of short-term uptrends and downtrends. But employment data can be the sticky one. That one can be really tricky. If you get a recession, right? If you get a persistent downtrend in employment data that really catches roots and stays steady, that could be really problematic. And so I think the Fed is really keen on keeping an eye on employment data. And we heard some strong evidence of that from Powell today. Projections for rate cuts by the end of the year, just to look out to December, it looks like the base case is now somewhere between 2 to 3 rate cuts. Maybe we call it 2.5 rate cuts expected by end of year.
Nick, that is a fascinating and concise summary of that speech from Jerome Powell. Very interesting, and also the repercussions that we've seen in the markets and beyond over the next few weeks. So thank you for that. What about the week ahead? We've got a few highlights. So on Monday, I'm pleased to say it's a public holiday here in the UK, so we can get a day off. But the rest of the world, I think, probably it's business as usual.
Yes, a little bit quiet to start out the week, but to your point, we do still have some good stuff coming this next week. We've got inflation data out of Australia, which will be interesting. That's going to be on Tuesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. If we fast forward, Wednesday is a little bit quieter. We do have some Fed members speaking next week throughout the week, which could be interesting. But then you get preliminary GDP unemployment claims on Thursday of next week. And on Friday, we get the core PCE number, which will be kind of a finalized reading of the inflation readings for the previous months, which will be really interesting just to see where that is at. We have seen, we had the consumer price index headline number, which was softer than expected. Core CPI was a little higher than expected, and the producer price index number was significantly higher than expected. So that PCE number will be very, very important to the markets next week. So we'll see what comes out of that.
Excellent. Have a great weekend, Nick, and we shall speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.